This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We check in every now and then with Jim Fallows. He's the national correspondent for The Atlantic magazine. We go out on the road with him and his wife Deb every so often as well for a series and a project that we call American Futures.
Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Cirrus 435 Sierra Romeo. We've got Tango for landing.
The whole point of flying around the country in a small plane, as they do, is to get a picture of America and the American economy and the way people live in it. And on that note, today, a special guest, Deb Fallows. She is a linguist by training who's been looking at something we all do pretty much every day, but apparently that we all do very, very differently. Say hello.
In New York City, we always started conversations with strangers with, so what neighborhood do you live in?
In Chicago, you ask them, what parish you're from?
In Hawaii, we would ask, where did you go to school?
So, Deb, it's good to have you on.
Kai, great to hear you. Thanks.
I would ask where you're from or what you do, but that actually is what we're going to talk about here. It actually means something, the way these people answer this question, doesn't it?
It does. It's a question that matters. You know, it's something we say all the time, but it's really a loaded question because if you're saying it or if you're having to answer it, you know that somebody's kind of digging for information to put you into their world. How do you fit into my world?
And it varies depending on where people live, which I think is just the most fascinating part. And we've got a bunch of tape that we're going to play here as we get going. But I will go from my own experience, which is East Coast based. And you wrote about this in your blog post about this thing. A lot of people in Washington, D.C. and on the East Coast, after the hi, how are yous, it's what do you do?
If you go to a party, it's where do you work and what is your job?
What do you do? Which is almost, are you anybody? Is there something you can do for me?
It is a very networky, probing, ranking kind of question.
It is. And that probably is the introductory question that I hate the most. And I'll have to tell you, it is alive and well in Washington, D.C. And I understand still alive and well in New York, too. But being someone from the Midwest, it's not a question I was used to.
This whole idea of what do you do, and I don't know, maybe it's just me, but it seems to be being asked not a whole lot by younger professionals, by younger people.
That's right. The millennials, the Gen Xers, seem a little shy about this question, and they think it's a bit too nosy. And, you know, a lot of these kids in this generation are having a hard time finding their way and finding jobs, and so people don't ask it as much. And curiously, what do you do? If you ask that question in Burlington, Vermont, or Denver, Colorado, people will say, well, I ski, or I run a lot, or, you know, I have a little boat. So it's a very different question.
Which is to say they have a life that's not just work, right? Like some of us should really get a grip on.
Absolutely. We should all be in Burlington.
There was one from New Orleans that it literally made my head snap. Here you go.
When you're meeting somebody in New Orleans for the first time, you might say, hey, how's your mama and them?
How's your mama and them? Hello?
Isn't that the best? Yeah.
Unless it's, you know, I mean, when somebody asks me, how's your mama? I'm like, I don't think so, pal.
Well, when a reader wrote in to me about that, I wrote back and said, surely you're pulling my leg on this one. And they said, no, that's the New Orleans question. And that mama question gets to who are your people? And I guess in New Orleans, it's so tight that you would know by the last name exactly where you came from.
And who's your mama? all right, here's another one. Take a listen to this.
In New York City, we always started conversations with strangers with, so what neighborhood do you live in?
And it tells you a little bit as well, the answer to this question of where you live, it tells you about not just upbringing, but professional achievement level and socioeconomic status. I mean, all of that stuff.
It tells you all of that stuff, and it tells you cultural stuff. I mean, if I say to somebody in New York, where do you live, and they say Upper East Side, you know that's very different from if they say Brooklyn.
You bet. No, that's exactly true. That's exactly true. Or it's I live right by, you know, the 405 and the 10 or something, right? And you find a freeway and you throw that out, as opposed to a subway stop in Manhattan or a T stop in Boston.
You know, now the 405 and the 10, that brings me to a question that people said comes straight from L.A., which is, how'd you get here? And then the follow up was, where'd you park?
Yeah, that is also true. That is also true. Deborah Fallows, she is the better half of the project that we are doing with The Atlantic Magazine and her husband, Jim. It's called American Futures. There's more, obviously, on all the websites, ours and The Atlantic's. It's marketplace.org. Deb, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai. See you soon.
Also online, I should have said, is a map of our travels with Jim and Deb and a video that Deb and The Atlantic made about saying hello. It's pretty cool. Check it out at marketplace.org, he says again. And tell us where we ought to go next. You can tweet us at Marketplace APM.